Hey, it's Monday once again. And with us tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop is our good friend Matt Dubois from voiceovers.com. You got a question for him? Now would be a fabulous time to throw it in the chat room.
Yes, it would. You want to get that in here tonight. You don't get too many opportunities like this.
That's so right. He's jump here on. In the flesh, you know, driving down the fives, you know, which is always a lot of fun. But we also have Tech Talk tonight, and we've got some cool stuff from everywhere. A lot of topics to talk about. So if you got a tech question, also throw it in the chat room so George and I can address it. Anyway, are we ready to go?
Let's make it happen.
Sure.
All right. VoiceOver Body Shop coming up right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hey, I'm Dan Leonard. Welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop, and time to introduce our guest who's driven all the way from, San Juan Capistrano? Way down there.
Practically San Diego, as far as we're concerned.
Practically. But let's talk about it. Our guest tonight, Matt Dubois, is what we happily call an entrepreneur. He saw some needs and an opportunity in our marketplace and has jumped right into what we hope is the right thing when it comes to a system to help us all secure more voiceover work. He first launched Voice Casting Hub last year to great fanfare, and his latest venture is an entry into the casting site world called voiceovers.com, which is launching this month. Let's welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop, Matt Dubois. And there he is.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. All that canned applause.
That was expensive applause.
It was. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here.
Live studio audience, too.
Yeah, it's the throngs here.
Theater of the mind, my friend.
Yes, yes.
That bottle of water seems to be enjoying it.
Anyhow, you've been a busy guy.
Yes.
Now, you started Voice Casting Hub last year. How has that been going?
It's been going pretty good. There was a little bit of challenges launching, and that that's an entirely different space than we got into with voiceovers.com. It's a little more complex dealing with agents and producers and talent. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we kind of found our way a few months in, and every month we've been getting more and more auditions. We're growing at about, almost 10% a month right now since we started giving away auditions to producers on there. That was a big thing we did earlier this year.
That's how you kind of seeded it, so to speak, kind of get the ball rolling.
We were giving the first audition away for free for a while and charging per audition, which was kind of the common business model that for a site that was out there before that shall remain nameless. Mm-hmm. And the market's changing a lot, and we saw that business model, wasn't working, and said, we need to provide more value and just kind of change a little bit of the revenue model. And We started giving it away for free, so make it more accessible to casting directors and save a lot of paperwork for producers. Just to, I mean, they were doing POs just to cast, and then so we cut their paperwork in half, and we took a little bit of a financial loss with that, but
because of the front end development to make that happen.
Well, you know, about 70-80% of our revenue was from audition postings.
Oh, I see.
In order to, you know, what there's another reason we gave it away for free, and that had to do with voiceovers.com and being able to have these two platforms work together, and be complementary rather than competitive. So I was okay in, you know, letting that revenue go, because I felt, you know, we can recoup that somewhere else, and we can make it for the greater good of the industry.
Right. Well, that's the most important thing. So what prompted you to start a casting site in a vast world of pay-to-play casting sites out there?
The I appreciate you calling it a casting site, because I can't stand the P2P moniker. I always say casting site. So, okay. Thank you. The kind of with the same thing with voice casting, I just saw a need. I felt that the voice, I've met a lot of voiceover actors in the last year at conferences from Voice Casting Hub. Prior to, you know, 2 years ago, I only knew one, Jules, my wife. And
hey, you upgraded. All right, man. Because last time you were on, it was your girlfriend.
Yeah. So,
way to go.
Thanks. Yeah,
I guess the website worked out.
I saw a need, and you know, talking to all these voiceover actors, I realized that they weren't just actors, but these people were entrepreneurs. And
that's so true.
That's the kind of business it is.
It's not what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. The casting sites out there, I thought, were just kind of geared towards voice actors, and they didn't serve the entrepreneur. And then I was like, you know, it's only serving the one side, and these people are so multifaceted. They're not only great talent, they're accountants, they're marketing, they have websites and brands. I mean, these are full blown business owners, and I needed to create a site that saw them as that and treated them that way. Yeah. And I saw some ways that we could help with the rate deterioration as well. So
yeah. So how does it all work? I mean, what's different about this particular casting site than, say, the 500 other ones that seem to be, you know, proliferating our entire industry?
Well, it's going to be a lot better. It's than most of them out there. Well, than all of them out there, really. The it's ease of use is the key. We're really focusing on buyer acquisition. We studied a lot the top really two casting sites that are out there. And one of the things that they had in common was they were dominant on Google and in digital marketing. They were very easy to find and very easy for the buyer to use. And, you know, I figured the best way I could serve talent would be getting them more jobs.
Works for me.
I think a lot of we see some of the casting sites that are talking about, this is what we could do for the talent, and, you know, we're taking care of the talent, and almost so much to the point where they've forgot about the buyer, and they focus so much on the talent experience that it's hurt the buyer experience. And I approached it a little differently, and just wanted something that was really easy to use. That's kind of where I started. I got a chance to be the nerd that I am and do this Decipher VO thing, which is something I'm excited to get everybody to get their hands on later this week.
What's that about, Decipher VO? What's that?
That's my chance to really be a nerd. That's an AI driven rate suggestion tool. So
okay.
Nice.
Ready? Define.
AI. So, big buzzword.
Everybody's complaining about rates deteriorating and going down, and casting sites right now, what I saw was, hey, you know, here's post it from $500 to $5,000. I'm no fool. Somebody tells me I could pay $500 or $5,000, I'm paying $500 and getting the heck out of there.
Right.
you know, if I'm paying any more, I feel like it's going to be too much. So, everybody wants a good value, and I wanted to make sure that we led with value. I think if you lead with value, then price is a secondary conversation. So, I created this wizard that, depending on who you were when you registered, so if you're a small business owner, a producer, an ad agency, that it would, you'd have a different set of questions that it would ask you.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a AI bot, artificial intelligence bot, that would ask you questions in your language about your project. And depending on the first answer you give, it would change the second answer. And what it was doing is basically it's a bot that's interviewing the buyer about and it's cross-referencing a rate card. And then it's just giving them, presenting them with a price. Here's your price. Rather than saying, here's $500 to $5,000, here's a link to a rate card. Good luck. Yeah, we said, here it is. This is $900. And check out. There you go. So making it easier.
Yeah, well, that's a huge improvement over, say, a live person, you know, playing games with the potential client. This is totally automatic, and it sort of takes some of the human out of it, I guess, but at least it's guiding the client in the right direction.
The, you know, Apple did a really good job with, when you're using technology in this way, Apple, I use Apple as an example a lot because they do a great job at implementing technology to make things better. They actually, you know, years ago when the RIAA was fighting against digital music, Apple found a way to charge more per song and basically eliminate theft. And they did that with iTunes. And now they're mostly a media company. They're more so, they're, I mean, in 2007, they stopped calling themselves Apple Computers. And they're mostly phones and music now. And that kind of thinking where they made it easier than stealing. So people were willing to pay more than they were before. It's easier than stealing. And now artists are making more than ever, arguably, with digital music.
Yeah. Now, of course, I still have things from Napster on here. So, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But they're still not convenient, because now that you've got another way of listening to music, unless you figure out a way to get it in
there,
I'm gladly paying for a service that arguably I was probably able to get for free before, because it's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. It was 20 years ago, though, that happened. If you're just joining us here on Voice Over Body Shop, our guest is Matt Dubois, who is the CTO of voiceovers.com, which is launching this month, a new casting site. And if you've got a question for him, throw it in the chat room, and we'll be able to ask Matt that question. Hopefully, I'll cover as much as I can, but I know you guys have lots of questions out there. How are you pricing this for the average voice talent, for starters?
We had an early bird special that's over now, but we're looking at, there's an annual fee for $299, and then there's a gold option that's $4,900. And basically, the $299 option gets you on the site and gets you access to auditions. The gold upgrade is a little different than the other casting sites out there, in that because I saw these voice talent as entrepreneurs, this is really a marketing upgrade. We have three dedicated staff for the gold members. There's the gold membership's limited to 60, and it's basically a company within a company. So there's essentially a marketing and digital marketing company in voiceovers.com that has 60 exclusive clients.
And what are they doing to help people with their marketing?
So there a lot, you know, we focus a lot on SEO. We invested in this, probably, you know, the best domain name you could get. And, you know, that's a good start. It's not our whole strategy, obviously. But their gold members are able to have public contact information and their website on their public profile. And we're building up backlinks to it, their public page. So we're going to drive more traffic to the talent's website and get them direct business as well. We're going to highlight them on the top of the webpage. So right above the fold, you're going to see
like a rotating banner of people.
Yeah, rotating banner. It's going to be gold talent so-and-so. Here's their name. Here's a little bit about them. And then here's their profile link. We're going to send that out to buyers in the email. We're going to highlight it in social media. We're basically again just going to be relentlessly promoting them. And that's really what the Gold membership is all about, is helping the talent get, be able to get a return on investment with marketing. Yeah.
And how's the interface going to work? I mean, if you've got, you know, you've got clients and they're looking for talent, are they just posting jobs and it's being automatically directed to the people who fit that, that profile or what?
Yeah. So most of the time, most of the buyers, what they want to do is they don't want to select talent. They just want to post their job. And then, we're light on the algorithm on the talent selection side. And this is something I focus, I talk about a lot, is we're heavy on algorithm on the buyer side. I think, you know, and there's not a lot of sites that do this, is that we put all that algorithm work in making it easier to buy and finding the right rate, right? And we put less of this algorithm work in the talent selection side. And the reason being is we have limited not just the Gold members, but the Pro members. And it's limited based off projected project volume right now. And it will be limited off actual project volume as the site goes. If your talent roster size is in direct relation to your project volume, you don't need a lot of algorithms to help you figure out how to invite talent. Right. The people that have allowed 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 or 250,000, whatever they say.
So they say.
So they say on their site, you know, if you have 15,000 talent and 1,000 jobs, you need an algorithm to help you figure out how am I going to balance these jobs, not enough jobs to too many people. Yeah. So they had to create these algorithms to address a problem that they started, that they created. So, you know, our approach is, why create the problem? Just
That helps.
Totally different approach.
Yeah. How are you going to market this to the people who hire us voice actors? What's your thoughts on that?
We're doing a lot with SEO. I talk a lot about that. The two dominant players in the casting site space really are top on Google and Bing. And, you know, again, that goes back to why we started with having that domain. I couldn't do it with any other domain. It had to be this word. We have a heavy budget. There's about 80,000 searches for Hire VoiceOver a month. You could check that up on Google Webmaster Tools. If you bought first place for every single search, it'll cost you $18,000 to $22,000 a month. About $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
So we put $250,000 in the marketing budget, and we will buy first place search for every term in the every search in the United States and Canada, Hire VoiceOver, we will be number one.
All right.
Period.
That's one strategy.
Nobody can outspend us, because that is the max that Google, somebody can spend equal.
Yeah.
There's no more volume. You can't buy up any more space. So, you know, good luck to whoever wants to do that.
Yeah. Putting the money where the mouth is.
Yes.
The definition thereof.
Yes. Wow. How appropriate in this business, too. How are you marketing to people who do what we do? Mostly voice actors. Well, of course, you're here.
Yeah.
There's
sitting
there's
in traffic and equity. besides the search engine, have two full-time salespeople. And the cool thing about voiceovers.com, it's an entirely different experience than Voice Casting Hub. As far as like the front end, the types of buyers that use Voice Casting Hub are not the same types of buyers that use voiceovers.com.
Right.
And, it's not, some people ask, you know, is it bigger jobs or smaller jobs or certain types? It really came down to, honestly, to age. They were high level producers and advertising production houses and ad agencies that wanted something that was more simple. They actually preferred a simplified casting interface. And they were some of the people that helped us build the buyer interface for voiceovers.com. Generally, it was the baby boomers who really like getting, they're like 40 fields on a form, right? And they're like, you know, if you put five more, I'll like it 10% more. They really like to fill out everything. They're very technical.
Yeah.
Generally. And then there's millennial Gen Y and Gen X, who you give them a form that has like 12 fields, and they're you know, sending you a message. How can we get this down to 11 or 10? I'm busy. You know, how can we cut down to?
Right.
And that's it. One of them is a highly automated and kind of predictive experience, and the other is a very granular and detailed approach. So nobody that likes this is going to use that. And so now our salespeople have a actually have a full spectrum of offerings for every type of voice buyer. Do you want to get down to the nitty gritty, or you want to do?
So the salespeople are selling both. And yeah, they're kind of feeling out who it is they're selling to as to what product is better for them.
Yeah,
based on who they're selling to.
You can't push one type of person into the other.
Yeah,
right. Into another platform. So you know, when we had some agents asking, "Oh, are you going to start pushing this?" We can't. It's not gonna. They're not going to be happy. It's not a good fit for everybody. We can't push people. I mean, we could try, but it's not going to be good. We're voice casting hubs staying up, and we're actually putting some cool new features in it.
Oh, good.
That you know, I could talk about a little later, but and that's why we gave it away for free, so we could really make sure they're complementary and helped each other
out.
Are
they integrated in any way? Do they work together, or are they really two totally separate?
How do they intersect somehow?
They do work together. They're not entirely sharing the same database, but we're able to push a project from one side to the other. You know, a good example is the union projects. We can't do those directly on voiceovers, so we have to push those to the hub. There's some other more complex projects that require special contracts that we'll need to send over to agents. So, you know, there's
video game stuff, maybe?
There's some video game stuff. You know, I know about the software stuff. The getting into like the actual terms, I have agents and lawyers that know that better. So
not my job.
Don't drill me on that part.
That's what they're there for.
But
our guest is Matt Dubois here on VoiceOver Body Shop tonight. And again, if you got a question for him, throw it in the chat room. You know, I think one of the questions that a lot of people have had has to do with the ownership of the material that we as voice actors are creating. That, you know, say I go into my booth, I record something, I send it to a client. Is it running through the voices, the voiceovers.com site? And are you sending it to them? Are you acting as a middleman? Who has possession of that material once it's sent to the client?
So all the jobs are submitted through our site, and we do collect the payment, and we distribute the payment to the talent. But we don't own, if you're talking about ownership, we don't own any of the content. That's either the talent owns it
or the client owns it,
right? Depending on, obviously, the type of work. And we actually, we just posted our terms of service on our Facebook page, which is not the most exciting move, but we know it's a hot button topic.
Yeah. Read the TOS, guys. It's really important. It says stuff like, we own your firstborn child in perpetuity and stuff like that.
But yeah, we're proud of our terms of service, specifically for you know, the content section, and we encourage people to take a look, and you know, go take a look now, and if you want to quiz me on it live, then go for it. Right. But it is it's very fair. It's nothing like you've seen on some other talent sites where they actually say that they own it. In no circumstances do we own any of your data. There is some language in there that is setting up for Voice Lease, which is coming out in 6 months. That's our answer for not residuals for non-union.
That's
so,
an interesting concept.
Yeah. So that's something that very excited about. We're not able to get that out in the initial release, but sometime towards the end of summer, we're going to be able to offer buyers. Talent can opt in on this, but if they opt in, we could offer buyers the ability to license your voice. And then I already have a recurring billing accounting automation software, so we're using some of the code in that and integrating it into voiceovers.com to be able to bill people on a, you know, 13-week or 6 month. They could license it for 6 months, so we could help voice talent get recurring revenue.
Wow, that's
mailbox money. Wow.
That's a really cool concept. I haven't even nobody's thought of that one before.
Yeah, that's different from a retainer.
Yeah,
that somebody pays into and you. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's you know, because everybody in so many industries, people are looking at not buying things anymore and,
right,
yeah. and leasing things or paying monthly.
Subscription
stuff, right?
So subscription buying of voice talent in a way. So
in a way, yeah. Yeah, cause, you know, it's because some of the, you know, even some of the paid placement stuff, you know, you're licensing it to them to use for 6 months.
Right.
But right now it's like you have to set a reminder. You have to go do, I mean, there's extra work for you. And yeah. as entrepreneurs, if you can just kind of set it and forget it, it rebuilds and you get paid.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. You know, in this case, we'll be rebuilding for you and you get paid. We're not just keeping all of it, right, which right. I've heard is
it happens.
The things that's happened.
We won't mention any names. But yeah. So, but do tell us what the pay structure is and how someone gets paid and you know, what for all the effort and time and money you've put into it, how does voiceovers.com work with all this?
The we collect the money up front and
the entire project.
Entire project money. So say it's $1,000.
Right.
We're going to collect all that up front. If the buyer is using a credit card, we're charging a 5% project fee. We can't say processing fee, but that's just because there's legal, some states you can't do a credit card surcharge.
Right.
But we call it a project fee, and that's just to cover our credit card processing, which right. is about 4%. The default option is e-check. If they do e-check, there's no processing fee or no project fee.
Right.
So that full $1,000 gets deposited into escrow. The great thing about that is when people pay, they're serious. They're going to hire. So, you know, when they post, they're ready to.
It takes a heck of a lot of the guesswork out of it for the talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I want to trust this client? Am I, you know, is this going to come together? Should I put watermarks on my auditions for this stuff? You know,
I heard horror stories that on another site that was south of the border that had people posting 40 or 50 jobs and never hiring. So these people were, you know, flat out stealing or using it for demos, which is really just another form of stealing.
That happens in our business.
I was going to keep going on how.
Go on. Yeah.
So there's that $1,000, and then you know, talent can audition. They would get that minus the 20%. We get a 20% fee on our end for the marketing and liability. One of the cool things is we're going to take all the liability from processing. So if they paid with a credit card, they could charge back up to 6 months. If they do charge back, we're not going to go and take that money out of the talent's account. We actually assume 100% of the liability. Mm. And so we'll go through the chargeback resolution process and dispute with the bank to make sure we get that.
Okay. It doesn't happen that much.
No,
but you know, but you have a good guaranteed system like this, then that's going to help a lot. Once again, we're talking with Matt Dubois from voiceovers.com. And one last question before we start to get to the break and then some of the questions which are probably piling up from our viewership.
Yeah, we're getting a few.
There's going to be the inevitable comparison to all the other casting sites.
This is our opinion.
How do you plan to really be different from them, and how do you answer that criticism that perhaps you're just like the rest of them?
Depends on what time of day you catch me and if I've eaten or not.
What mood you're in.
Hungry. I'm hungry.
You know, when people ask me how I'm different, I love to talk about it. One of the things that has been frustrating, but I try to deal with it is people just go, how are you not like this person? You know, and they frame it in a way of, I need you to defend yourself.
Right.
That's a tough way to start. It's, you know, I've heard that a lot. A better conversation is that, like, tell me how you're going to be different. Tell me what you're doing or what you're thinking. I love to talk to talent and agents and buyers about all the cool things that we're doing to actually make it better. You know, with Decipher VO and in making the process for buying even easier, with how we're aligning the, you know, our project fees are where we make all our money. Our membership fees just keep our doors open. It's the support staff, the hosting, the development. We're not making any money on the membership fees. The you know, because we're spending, you know, $20,000 a month, on just Google AdWords alone, and not even counting the buyer conferences. You need money constantly flowing in to continue to make money.
Yeah.
The how we're different is, I'm making money when the talent's making money, right? Our financial interests are aligned.
Right.
The more projects
make us happy. That's the most important thing.
Well, the more projects we get, the more money you make. The more projects come in, the more money you make,
right.
And then the more money I make. Right now, if this site was set up, if our company was set up where, there's two other top casting sites out there. One of them has the majority of their revenue comes from membership sales, and the other one, 100% of their revenue comes from membership sales. Now, their financial interests are get more members.
Right.
More members will lower your chances of booking. Mm-hmm. So your financial interests are not aligned. And that's where I thought, that's not, I mean, I see all the talent members as partners. And that's where I thought we could do. There's a way we could do better. Yeah. and we sent no marketing emails, and this was all, we had 2,600 applications so far for 1,000 open spots, and all word of mouth.
Right.
No advertising, not a dollar spent.
And only 1,000 people on a site, the odds of you coming up in a search, much better than, say, the 250,000 others are bragging about. Anyway.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, again, if you got a question, throw it in the chat room for Matt Dubois from voiceovers.com here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and we'll be back with him right after these incredibly important messages.
Yep, this is VOBS, proven anybody can have a show these days.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's, how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's the files are ready. Don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
And we're back with Matt Dubois from voiceovers.com here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Mr. Whittem, have we gotten several questions from our voluminous audience?
Indeed we have, actually. Starting right here at the top, from Sean Cordy on Facebook. On voiceovers.com, I'm assuming, are there a limited number of each type or each voice talent type accepted? Roughly how many of each are accepted, if that's the case? Now, when he says type, I don't know what he's referring to. I don't know if he's referring to male, female,
genre.
Yeah. That it's a little... But so, is there any kind of, well, we've got 50 of this, so we don't want any more of those. Are you doing that?
Yeah. You know, I'm not great at, like, talking and speaking, but I'm really good at numbers. What we did is we determined 1,000. That just wasn't a number we picked out of thin air, right?
Right.
We looked at what the searches were, and we made some assumptions based on Google says if you get all 80,000 hits, you're going to get about 7,000 clicks. If we get like one out of every 8 clicks, we're going to get about 1,000 conversions, plus some of the buyers we have from Voice Casting Hub that helped with this. We have a good idea of how many projects we're going to get and what that breaks down to each day. Also, we have data from the hub. We know... we have a good idea of what the makeup of the projects are. 56% ask for male voices, 44% ask for women voices. So our roster is 56-44. And we have the data that further breaks down in a subcategory. 20-something voices, 30-something voices, Spanish accents, British accents. So we have all these ratios and numbers. And those are actually going to be posted for transparency in the in your portal. And you'll be able to see what the project ratios are and what the membership roster ratios are. And our goal is to try to keep those close as possible. We don't want to allow, 100 native Mandarin Chinese speaking people on the platform if I can't give them the work to give them a positive ROI.
Right.
Yeah. So, absolutely. It's not just limited to 1,000. That number didn't come from thin air. And that number is actually broken down to this many men, this many women, this many accent, this age category. There's a lot of categories that were very saturated early on, and there's people that got they received some of those waitlist and rejection letters that said try again in 6 months. It's full.
You'll have attrition. I mean, people will drop off. They're not getting work because maybe they're. Yeah, but are you vetting people at all? I mean, you want the best people on the site, so
the vetting part was an eye opening experience too. There was some very experienced talent that thought it was we weren't really serious about that, and they submitted subpar auditions.
Really?
Yeah, and then when we denied them, they even called and said, "Hey,
Don't you know who I am?
I was like, well, buyers don't care. You know, this isn't what they want to hear, and nobody cares what voice
Unless
you were
you're
for
Sam
what.
Jackson or
Sam Elliott or something like that.
One of those Sams.
So that was it. So we're vetting, and we have everybody categorized by their belong to certain voice categories. We got most of that data from the hub. So we have a good idea of what what their range is.
Yeah, I mean, coming in and making voiceovers.com, you had a tremendous amount of data and research backing all that up.
That's my thing. Yeah. Research, numbers, data.
Cool.
That's my zone.
Wow. All right. What else we got here?
Joni Silva from Facebook says, "So Matt, those of us who pay for the professional membership will be in line behind the gold members? How does that work?" So I guess maybe a little bit of a feeling like, well, if we don't pay, they're going to get to be seen first before us. Is that how it works?
There is a couple hour head start for gold. So gold will get access a little earlier. Mm-hmm. It's not there's some other sites that give it like a full day. That's just a bad experience for the buyer.
Oh yeah. It's bad for everybody. I mean, you coming in a day late, it's like, why bother?
Yeah, so we're given gold a few hours head start, but that's not for those other sites. That's the main. That's really all the value they provide is don't give jobs to these to the pro,
yeah,
and or give it to them so late that don't even give it to them at all. We're given a few hours head start. Actually, it's so small that some of the gold members were asking for more. But I wanted to make sure it's fair. It's really important that everybody gets a positive ROI from this site. That's why we're limiting the numbers. I want to make sure. I want to virtually eliminate attrition. These recurring revenue businesses, I have others, and that is the key to longevity. Is attrition is your number one enemy, and
because acquiring new people is costly.
There's a cost per client there. Absolutely.
The kind of general rule of thumb is that it's like 10 times more expensive to get a new client than to keep an existing one, but it's even higher in subscription businesses.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I'd rather spend no money acquiring talent and use that, return that money to getting more buyers. If I have more buyers, then I have a demand. I have a line out the door of talent willing to come in. And right. I've had some talent. How are you going to do that? Prove that you could do that. And I go, well, we've already proved that. There's 2,600 people outside the door,
yeah,
and we're only letting 1,000 in. So if you do something right, and then people notice it, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, give them wristbands. So yeah.
I do look like a bouncer a little bit. Yeah.
Really. One from Matt. Who is this from? From Marty.
From Marty, yeah. If you only need 1,000 talent and had 2,500 apply, are you still looking for talent applications? So, yeah, that waiting list, you have no reason to want to shut down the waiting list, I guess, right?
We'll see how everything goes. I want to allow on more talent, but it's only going to be dictated by the project volume and making sure that again, not just the gold members get a positive ROI, that the pro members do too.
I guess you kind of have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See what comes.
I would say
the sales.
Definitely apply. It's going to put you on the list and get you, save your place in that line. I'll be, again, the more projects that we get in, the more money, that's where I start to make money. So I want to get more projects in and then allow more talent on. And right. We're either making a little bit of money together, a lot of money together,
right,
or well, nothing together, right, but we're doing it together. That's the deal.
Next question is from Terrell Kennett.
Yes. Terrell asks, who pays your 20% project fee, the buyer or the talent?
It comes out of so if there's if the buyer posts a project for $1,000, talent would get $800. And that's where.
And that's flat across the board the way set up.
Yep. That's it. And it goes, that's where, that's what replenishes the marketing budget first. And then there's a small amount of that that goes to the liability fund. Mm-hmm. And then that's where I make money on the rest of it.
Okay. So if somebody posts a job for $1,000 and you're saying that the talent would get $800 of that, mm-hmm, is there transparency to know, so the client knows that you're posting the job for how much that it's for?
Yes.
Which is a problem in other places.
No. And it's flat. There's no, we're not charging any managed service fees or anything extra. We're very transparent on the talent. We'll be able to see this is what they paid and this is what your cut is on that. So
excellent. Next up we have
David Davis. How are the talent profiles portrayed? And for example, is it direct access for the buyer to talent, etc.? So I think you mentioned that earlier, like the gold folks, their websites will be directly available from the profile, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So everybody on the site will have a public profile. That's going to be voiceovers.com/actor/Matt-Dubois, like that, mm-hmm, format, right? So a great SEO optimized URL.
Yeah.
And it's going to have your highlight demo and all the information you have in your profile there. They're able to click a button and contact you, but it's going to go through a contact. We have a messaging system built in that's actually based off Slack.
Cool.
And so it's real time. We're not filtering the messages. So you'll get an alert if somebody's messaged you and you can message them back and that messaging stays within the platform. That's different than some of the other platforms where it's not real time. and they filter it and they remove stuff. There is a bit of an honor system there. We do monitoring, though, so if you try to take stuff off the platform, you will get in trouble. Because that's how we make money and having that return. If a buyer invites you to go off the platform for the next project, that's fair. If you solicit to take them off, not cool. Right. that's all in the terms, and I think those are reasonable and fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. J. Horace Black asks, is voiceover.com more for non-union talent? I think you sort of addressed that a little bit before.
Is it more for non-union talent? Maybe. Can union talent go on there? We have an option. If the job meets a certain requirements and the talent has put in their profile that they are a SAG member and put in their member number, if they're selected for that job, there's going to be a convert to union button that comes up on the top of that if they're awarded, and they can press the button, and what it does is it overlays all their information from their profile and the job information, and it overlays it on SAG's actual form, and it goes to a separate interface that we have for signatories that they think of like DocuSign. It's just a scan form. This isn't super crazy technology. I wish we could use APIs and more technology, but SAG's not there yet, not even close. So we're using scanned in forms where we're just overlaying the project data with your data, and it's going to a signatory who can manually review it and then print it out right there, sign it and submit it. And then it'll go to pending status in your profile. We're holding the money, so then we can reroute it to the paymaster. And so there's a process there, and we do make it easy to convert to union. We do want to support the union. I definitely support the union. I'm often critical of their leadership, but I support the union.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You could go on Facebook and find that out pretty quickly.
Yeah. What else we got here? We got time for a couple more questions.
Another one from Marty. When accepting talent, how important is previous experience versus talent? Boy, that's a...
How do you vet that?
Oh,
what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. I don't have an ear for... So I'm not part of the actual listening to the auditions and vetting. It really comes down to talent and work ethic. If you're required to submit a demo, but we had the audition, you had to do a read because we wanted to make sure that it just wasn't an amazing demo and that we wanted to be able to hear what the client hears, or would hear. We didn't put a space on there. How many years have you been doing this? If you work hard and you want to audition a lot, and you can submit a clean audition and you meet a certain level, then it's, you know, you have a good shot.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for braving the traffic and coming all the way up here, up north, even though we're in Southern California, to join us here and tell us about voiceovers.com. And boy, you've been putting a lot of time and effort into it, and looking forward to taking the seminar on how to use it all, which I've got to do so I can get in on the action, I guess, is how to put it. But
be back at those tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, you're on the road today, so it's not happening.
Anyway, yeah, something came up today. So
So it's voiceovers.com, and the applications are there, and that's where you'll find everything they need to know.
Yeah, and we'll be doing our virtual ribbon cutting at VO Atlanta at the opening ceremony, so that's when we're going to open up the buyer interface.
Outstanding. Nice. Yeah. All right, so. Can't wait. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Seth.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, George.
All right. George and I will be back with more stuff right after this.
Mm-hmm. Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources, and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
So, the Sentrance mixer face saved a session for Harlan Hogan last week. Now, he was on a little, 9 days in the Bahamas spring break sailing trip. And one of his very good political clients had 5 TV commercials to record for a focus group. Now, it was a new client for them, and the client insisted that they be conferenced in on a phone patch, remember those, to help direct. The client generally lets him do this kind of work undirected. Well, with the mixer face second input channel, Harlan brought the Skype audio into his headphones, and the phone patch worked perfectly. And so simply, by design, the second channel audio is not recorded. How about that? That's quite an accomplishment for a unit that was really built with us voice actors in mind by Sentrance. And one of the best places to get one of these is at voiceoveressentials.com, where you can get almost anything made for us voice actors with quick shipping and Harlan's legendary customer service. VoiceOverEssentials.com. Go there right after watching this. Thanks, Harlan.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com.
Hi, this is Bob Bergen, and the Porky Pig, and you're loving the voiceover body shot, folks.
Okay, we're back to say goodbye. But don't go yet, because there's still stuff we got to tell you that's really important. For example, in 2 weeks, our guest is going to be Eric Shepard.
Oh, baby.
Who happens to be my agent.
A man with an opinion.
Yes. He definitely got some opinions.
It's good night to ask an agent.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes. And how appropriate that it's on April Fool's Day. So that'll be fun to have Eric here.
Fool an agent.
Yes.
Here on the show.
Stump the agent. Yeah. It's like a daily thing anyway. Let's see here. We need to thank our donors of the week. And who are they?
Well, you've nicely listed them here for me, which is very nice.
Only took me 6 years to figure out how to do that.
Appreciate that. We've got Philip Sapir, Michelle Blanker, Antland Productions, that's Uncle Roy, Gary Bungartz, Andrew Kaufman, and Christy Burns. So some of the names, and these are names you've probably heard because I've read them many times, because most of these are subscribers. They send money on a recurring schedule using PayPal. And it's very kind that they do that. Thank you.
And we appreciate your support. There's a Donate Now button right here on our homepage. And we'd love, if you can give us some support, it allows us to maintain this magnificent technical feat that we do every other week here to bring you this show. So and
I know we mentioned it last time, but did you know that when we had that amazing studio
to use in Portland, that incredible space, that was because of Karen O'Brien.
Yes, so
that
thanks, Karen.
A major you. Contribution to the show. We really appreciated that.
Yeah. All hey, right. We need to see your booths. Now, this is a picture you took.
It is. This is a super bloom. This is the band... The park that's been banned. You cannot go there now because it became so popular.
Is it Lake Elsinore?
Near Lake Elsinore. It's called Walker Canyon. This became so popular, you now can't even go visit it. So you have to look at this picture on our show to see what it looks like. But this is the Super Bloom. I saw it on Thursday last week. The Super Bloom is in California is this massive blooming of poppies and some other, what are the purple ones called?
Lupin? Yeah.
They just go for miles. It's kind of mind-boggling, but if you want to see them, you just kind of travel north. As they go north, so do you. You can go see them in other parts of the state.
So it's like the beautiful. Wizard of Oz. They're going through the field of poppies. Going,
yes.
Something with poison.
I believe it is Instagram that ruined this place because that's where my girlfriend heard about it. And I think many others did as well. And unfortunately, it became so crowded they had to close it down. But please... We want your booths. It's more fun to see your space. So send them in to the guys at VOBS.TV.
Absolutely.
Put booth in the subject, and we'll throw it on the wall. Make sure it's in landscape format, not Instagram story format. Not vertical, please. Yeah.
But my phone doesn't work like that. Try turning it.
Just twist it.
It's pretty simple thing. Let's see here. We're live here every other week now.
Mm-hmm.
We do the whole show and then we split it up so you guys don't have to digest an hour and a half of stuff. You get 45 minutes of a great interview and you get 45 minutes of more tech than you can possibly handle in 45 minutes for your home voiceover studio. So make sure you join us for that. And if you want to be in the audience, all you got to do is write to us again at theguys@vobs.tv. Make sure that you're, what week you're coming because we're now in alternate weeks.
Yes.
We'll be back on again April 1st and then April 8th and 7th is
15.
Thank you. So math has never been one of my fortes.
Maths.
Again, you got a question, write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. Let's thank our amazing sponsors like Harlan Hogan's Voiceover Essentials,
Voiceover Extra,
Source Elements,
VO2GoGo,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and J. Michael Collins Demos.
All right. We also need to thank the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of webcasting. Also, our producer, Catherine Curridan, who got us mad in here this week, which was great. Mike Merlino for his ace work in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
We like having him around. Yeah. But we like having his mom around, too, because Sue Merlino is our technical director, and she does a bang-up job of that every week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got her worked in just right.
Please don't leave us.
That's right. And, of course, we'd like to thank Lee Penny simply for being Lee Penny. Well, that's going to do it for us here on VoiceOver Body Shop. It's not an easy business. We're here to help you with your home voiceover studio because when it sounds right,
it is good.
Something like that. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye now.